Erotic spanking from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia, at en.wikipedia.org. Erotic spanking is the act of spanking another person for the sexual arousal or gratification of either or both parties. Activities range from occasional sexual role play, such as age play, to domestic discipline, and may involve the use of a hand or the use of a variety of spanking implements, such as a spanking paddle or cane. Many cultures describe pain as an aphrodisiac. For example, the Kama Sutra in particular goes into specific detail on how to properly strike a partner during sex. Image: spanking with a paddle in a BDSM dungeon in New York City. Contents: 1. History. 1.1. Famous spankers. 2. Practice. 2.1. Implements. 2.2. Costume. 2.3. Apparatus. 2.4. Positions. History. Representations of erotic spanking and flagellation make up a large portion of Victorian pornography. See 1000 Nudes by Kurtzel. Hundreds of thousands of engravings, photographs, and or literary depictions of spanking and flagellation, birching, fantasies, circulated during the Victorian era, including erotic novellas like The Whipping and Papers, The Birch and Bouquet, Exhibition of Female Flagellants, or the pornographic comic opera Lady Bum Tickler's Revels. Famous spankers. Among well-known people who liked to be spanked for erotic purposes or emotional gratification were T.E. Lawrence and barrister/writer John Mortimer. Practice. Implements. A spanking may be carried out with the use of a bare hand or with a spanking implement such as a paddle, strap, hairbrush or belt. Other implements can be used, such as a cane, riding crop, whip, switch or rod, birch, gloves, sneakers, slippers, rolled up newspapers, plastic bottles, the action is called bottling, rulers, even a yardstick, or martinet. Erotic spankings are commonly combined with other forms of sexual foreplay, such as oral sex, sexual role-playing, and or age play. The most common type of erotic spanking is administered on the bare buttocks, but can also be combined with bondage in order to heighten sexual arousal and feelings of helplessness. Image: drawing of Louis Montest for Châtie Bien, 1913. Costume: a spank skirt, also called a spanking skirt, has an additional opening in back designed to expose the buttocks. While the name spank skirt suggests that the wearer could be spanked bare bottom without removing or repositioning the skirt, this item may be worn for other reasons other than spanking, for instance, exposure. Considered fetish wear, spank skirts are typically tight-fitting and made of fetishistic materials, such as leather, PVC, or latex. Regardless of the gender of the wearer, spank skirts are usually considered female attire. The male gender role equivalent might be motorcycle chaps. Other garments associated with spanking, as well as humiliation, are ruffled or rumba panties. Women's panties with rows of ruffles on the rear panel or outside. Image: spanking skirt. Apparatus. A spanking bench or spanking horse is a piece of furniture used to position a spankee on, with or without restraints. They come in many sizes and styles. The most popular of all is similar to a sawhorse with a padded top and rings for restraints. The 19th century British dominatrix, Mrs. Teresa Barclay, became famous for her invention of the Barclay horse, a similar form of BDSM apparatus. Positions. Positions which may be used to administer a spanking include over the knees, OTK, or across the lap, stooped over a chair or couch or bench, on hands or knees, bed or floor, on shoulder of spanker, head between legs, waist between legs, kneeling on a bed or ottoman, stooped over with hands on the floor, bent under the arm of the spanker, lying face down, bent over, touching toes, or over a desk, lying on back with legs raised upward towards chest, diaper position, handcuffed to a bed, tied to a doorway, tied to a tree or pole that is in a safe area outside, legs spread apart, almost in the splits position. Those who are interested in the practice giving or receiving erotic spankings are sometimes referred to as spankophiles. Examples include the poet Algernon Swinburne, as implied repeatedly in his poetry, and the philosopher Jean-Jacques Rousseau, as detailed in his autobiography, Confessions. Miss Lambercier exerted a mother's authority, even to inflicting on us the punishment of infants. Who would believe this childish discipline, received at 8 years old, from the hands of a woman of 30, should influence my propensities, my desires, my passions for the rest of my life? To fall at the feet of an imperious mistress, obey her mandates, or implore pardon, were for me the most exquisite enjoyments. And the more my blood was inflamed by the efforts of a lively imagination, the more I acquired the appearance of a whining lover. Image, spanking bench. Image, the Barclay horse. Image, a woman is spanked while kneeling on a specially made bench for the purpose. This sound file and all text in the article are licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Sharealike 3.0 Unported License, available at creativecommons.org/licenses/BY-SA/3.0.